John, J-O-H-N, Lucas, L-U-C-A-S. John Lucas was born 2/13/53. He's a 72-year-old gentleman who lived by himself. He was married from 1990 to 2024. His wife passed away last year. He's been widowed, period. He has a history of chronic back pain, severe hypertension, CHF, coronary artery disease, atherosclerotic heart disease with stent placement, atrial fibrillation, status post heart valve placement, angina, gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, right-sided heart failure, symptoms of neuropathy, period. His past medical slash surgical history includes back surgery, gallbladder surgery, foot surgery, times two eye surgery, 4 or 5 times, hernia operation, cardiac stent placement, heart valve replacement, and atrial fibrillation. Allergy, none. Medication, Procardia 60 XL, once a day, Neurontin 300 TID, Lasix 20 milligram a day, which he has been taking, Proscar 5 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Amiodarone 200 milligram a day, Isradiol 30 milligram a day, Dexilin 60 milligram a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram, 2 tablets a day, Lipitor 40 milligram once a day. Family history, mom died in Los Angeles with Alzheimer's dementia, dad died of COPD. Social patient, again, was never heavy smoker, never heavy drinker, has done different types of work in the past, did not have any children with his current wife, who just passed away. Last hospitalization took place a year ago when he had atrial fibrillation and congestive heart failure, period. Review of system, he's short of breath at all times, he's weak, he's lost at least 15 pounds, he appears very thin except for the lower extremity 3+ pitting edema, he has decreased appetite, he has difficulty with ambulation, he uses a cane and a walker but has not used either one. He does wear pull-ups because he has issues with bowel and bladder incontinency and requires help with ADL. He does not have a provider at this time. Apparently he had someone that helped him but has lost this and would like to get a provider as soon as possible, period. He says he's lost at least 50 pounds in the past 4 weeks. Patient was referred to hospice and palliative care services because it's becoming harder for him to get to the doctor's office and does not want to go back and forth to the hospital in case the need arises, period. He was found to have a MAC of 32 centimeter, temperature 97.7, or two sat 97% on room air, pulse of 67, blood pressure 165 over 65. Heart pulses, small pulses two with few ectopics. Lungs, bronchi, and valves in both bases. Abdomen, soft. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows a 3+ pitting edema, neurological and non-focal. Assessment, 72-year-old gentleman with history of atherosclerotic heart disease, status post stent placement, atrial fibrillation on amiodarone, rate controlled, history of heart valve replacement, porcine valve not requiring warfarin, period. Patient also has lost 15 pounds, decreased appetite, short of breath at all times, he's O2-SAT stable, period. He has 3+ pitting edema, consistent with right-sided heart failure, period. He has muscle wasting, he's thin, he's weak, and he has bouts of confusion, most likely because of his hardening of the arteries in his brain. He suffers from gastroesophageal reflux, coronary artery disease with angina, and Isradiol, period. He takes Plavix because of the stents that are in place and Lipitor for hyperlipidemia, period. His Procardia was switched to at nighttime in order to cut back on the edema, but because of rales and bronchi in his lungs, he definitely needs to be on diuretics. His medication list includes Lasix 20 milligram, but he has not been taking it. He's in desperate need of provider services because he's no longer able to care for himself, to feed himself, and has lost weight, period. He also sits in a dirty diaper because he's not able to take care of himself till a neighbor or family comes over to help him, period. We're going to resume the Lasix at 20 milligram. Now he has the medication. This will be placed in his medication box per nurse, period. He would definitely benefit from provider services, social work would see patient, and try to supplement patients' feeding to help with the weight loss, most likely consistent with cardiac cachexia. Overall prognosis remains poor for Mr. Lucas. There is also some degree of depression since his wife passed away, and he's having some issues with insomnia that will be addressed as one patient is admitted. to the hospice and palliative services. Thank you. Per hospice medical director. Thank you.